Hi, I'm Leah.
And I'm Edie.
And we're the two Chit-Chat-Chicks. Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
A Costco list and run fast, eat slow, run
Ooh.
fast, cook fast.
Oh, wow. Hang on a second. That sounds great. Okay. We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
New beginnings.
And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week.
Okay, in our chit chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
Yes. Well, Edie, today we have a recommendation given to me by my friend and fan of the pod, Donna Spiso.
Leah, I've been waiting for this list.
I know. This is exciting because Donna is ultra healthy. And a couple months ago, when I got my Costco membership, I was bemoaning public, I think on the podcast or maybe in the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, how Costco was actually quite frustrating to me and that I was finding, you know, not very many healthy things, et cetera, et cetera. And she was like, hang on a second. No. And she set me straight.
Okay.
So
she gave you a list.
She gave me a list. And not only that, she said she is also right now, you know, a two person. She has her and her lovely partner. And Dawn and I are just the two of us right now, most of the time. So here is a healthy list for Costco.
Okay. Okay.
Things that she regularly buys, but not weekly. Because again, portion sizes are huge. So that's great if you've got a lot of people living in your household, which we do not. But yeah. So here are some of the things. So she says she buys mushrooms, asparagus, organic blueberries, Greek yogurt, small potatoes. This is actually a long list. Baby spinach, lemons, limes, black pepper, oregano, basil, diamond crystal salt, monk fruit, organic sugar, sliced whole grain bread, milk, no nitrate sliced turkey or ham for sandwiches, rotisserie chicken, whole organic chickens, eggs, Carr's water crackers, mozzarella, sliced bricks of Monterey Jack cheese, sometimes cheddar, fresh caught cod, fresh caught salmon, never farmed, ground turkey, but the ground turkey is no longer good, I hear. They've changed the mix. Organic chicken thighs, boneless, brie cheese, calcium tablets, cocktail tomatoes, coffee beans, extra virgin olive oil, wine, ricotta cheese. We don't have wine in Canada. Pomegranate or cherry juice or orange juice, not from concentrate. Okay. And then she goes on to talk about toothpaste and butter. And it's a whole bunch more messages she sends me. Bagged or shelled nuts, way cheaper. Walnuts, almonds, pistachios, better than bullion, vanilla, garlic. I think there's even more. She just kept sending me more and more notes.
Yeah.
Coconut
Bring
water,
it.
Coconut milk, avocados, pineapple, eyeglasses, electronic, or rather electric toothbrush replacement brushes, prescriptions, vaccinations, dental floss. So, whoa. I think I better put that list on the coop, huh?
I think so. I'm going to add to it.
Yes.
I think they have this salsa and it's not there all the time. It's Hatch salsa, salsa verde. It's so good.
Mm.
And then they usually have this salsa called Mateo's salsa, M-A-T-E-O. That is super good. And they also have pastas that are made out of like chickpeas and, you know,
right. Okay. So the Canadian Costcos have different products and the American ones do. Some are the same, but a lot are different. So for our American, well, if you can get those things, great. I've been really enjoying buying the green beans. They have some really nice fresh produce.
Yeah, they do.
But, you know, I want to be buying locally too. So, you know, when it's not available locally, for sure, there's some beautiful stuff there. What I noticed they don't have, and I've been addicted to, is like the coleslaw bags. So I have to go somewhere else to get those.
Yeah, that's true. They don't have those here either. They have like bags of salad mixes, but not coleslaw.
Yeah, because it's the coleslaw mix you can get with like all the, you know, their own dressing. But I make my own now, so I can't be bothered with somebody else's unhealthy dressing.
No.
Anyway, so Costco, there are a lot of healthy things to be had. What's your tip, Edie?
Well, one more thing about Costco,
Okay,
Leah.
yes, please.
My friend Lee, he's really good at choosing wine and buying like more inexpensive but really yummy wine. And I
Yes.
noticed that they have, and you can't get it in Canada, obviously, but it's Butter. That's the brand name,
Yes.
Chardonnay. It's really good.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I can use my Costco membership in the States, and we're not so far from Washington, so
Yeah, that's true.
nice. All right. Well, I've been running in and out of Costco so much in the last few weeks. And of course, toilet paper, paper towels, et cetera, right? All those things.
Yeah, water softener salt.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know from that yet, but I am a new home liver in my own, our own bought house that we've just moved into on Vancouver Island. So who knows? Maybe we need that too.
Yeah, whenever I need to buy that though, I bring along Gus 'cause it's heavy, you know. They also have like at this time of the year organic potting soil that I always buy. It's so much less expensive than at other places.
Okay. Well, I live in farm country here, so I can get that from, from the farmers. I've been looking on Facebook Marketplace for it, and so many people are selling great, seedlings and plants and soil and whatnot. So I'm going to try to go local with most of that stuff.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm good. All right. So what do you have for us?
Okay, Leah, a couple of, or maybe it was a year ago. Remember when I wanted to be a track coach?
Yes, is that your that's ongoing, right?
Well, it didn't happen. I tried to make it happen. I tried to bully my way into it, but no one would leave their track coach positions.
Oh, okay.
So I am now the next 4 Mondays there's track meets and I'm a timer. I signed
Oh,
up to so I'll get
okay.
paid a pittance, but I have to be there anyway. And then I found out because I'm like said to my daughter Lulu's friend's dad, I'm like, "Oh, I signed up to be a timer." And he's like, "Really?" And I'm like, "Why? What's wrong with that?" And he's like, "Well, you have to pay attention." I'm like, that's okay. I can pay attention.
Occasionally.
Occasionally, I'll put my mind to it. So anyway, back then I recommended this cookbook called Run Fast, Eat Slow by Shalane Flanagan and Elise Kopecky. And
Yes.
I loved it. And I just found out that there was like a companion to it called Run Fast, Cook Fast, Eat Slow. Quick fix
Oh.
recipes for hangry athletes.
Ooh, okay.
So I checked it out of the library and I bought a bunch of ingredients to make some of the things. And I'm super excited to do that. And I think I'm just going to end up, I keep checking these out of the library. I'm just going to buy them.
Okay. Question. Do you have to be an athlete to consume the food? Is it high
No!
calorie and you have to be working it off or what?
No, it's not high calorie at all. It's just like super healthy. I don't consider myself an athlete. I do notice, Leah, that they do have a lot of maple syrup as the
Oh,
sweetener.
I'm in.
Yeah, no, you do not have to be an athlete. They're all super healthy. They also list like the pesto pasta with sardines is for brain boosting omega 35.
Edie, you're going to eat sardines in your pesto pasta?
I'm not touching sardines. I'm just
Didn't
like
think so.
opening up the cookbook.
Didn't think so.
Here's another thing I'm not eating, spinach and sausage frittata because my hatred of eggs, but that's for
Right.
pronto protein. So
Okay.
it kind of tells you what oh, this would be good, the immune boost smoothie for revving up your resistance. That's always good. We all need that.
We do. We do. Okay.
All right.
We'll put it in the show notes and on the coop.
Do I hear a campfire?
Ooh, do I hear a campfire tune?
It's time for campfire chat.
Yes, yay.
So, Leah, it's finally spring, and it's the perfect time to talk about new beginnings as like the trees are budding, the peonies are like poking out of the ground, the birds are running around with twigs, don't you think?
It sure is. Oh my gosh. Spring has sprung here on Vancouver Island, that's for sure. So I would love to talk about new beginnings today because, yeah, I've just started a whole new beginning here with my sweetie Dawn on Vancouver Island, and everything is new. So one of the things that I want to start with is my new community here on the island. I haven't met tons of people yet, but I plan to. We're fairly rural out here. We don't even have a garbage pickup delivery. So Dawn is hot to trot to get a utility trailer so we can haul away our garbage and haul in, thrift store furniture. It's the kind of community that's small enough that when you are walking down the road or driving down the road, you lift your hand and you wave. Like from the wheel, you always have your hand ready to give a wave. Yeah. So yeah, you wave at everybody. And people are out all the time because we're about a 3 to 5 minute walk from the ocean, which is really lovely. And it's not like a fancy community. I love this place because it's like we're not rich people living on the beach in fancy houses. There's a trailer park right next to us that's an old you have to be not old, you have to be 55 or older or something to live there. And there's lots of people living in very, very modest houses. Ours is quite modest too, though it's large, but it's an older house and it's not fancy. And so it's a lovely, down to earth neighborhood, but people are always out and about because it's so beautiful. And so you stop and chat, right? So everyone who has a dog, I'm out walking Moondog all the time. She's back from Beijing. Dawn went to pick her up a few weeks ago. And so it's just wonderful. We just, hi, I'm Leia, this is Moon. And then they introduce themselves and their dog. So I'm thinking about actually starting like having a little notebook or something, or as soon as I talk to them, like getting onto my phone and jotting down their names and their dog names so I'll remember, and next time I see them I can say, "Hi Max, hi Nayla." So I've got the dog and the person.
Yeah, in that order.
In that order, you think?
No.
No.
But I think dog people think that the dog comes first, right?
Yes, well I am definitely becoming a dog person, so
Yep.
that's a new thing for me too. So yeah, it's fun being in a new community and meeting new people just out and about. And yeah, it feels very, very different than the previous many, many years of apartment living. It's quite refreshing. And it's testing my introverted spirit too, because I have to say hi when I'm out there walking. You can't ignore people because I'm going to run into them again. So there's definitely more chit chat and visiting happening in my life, but there's also a lot of solitary time because then I'm walking on the beach with Moon, or walking down these rural roads with all these different stands selling dahlia tubers and strawberry plants and manure, and it's very cool. So I love it. So that
Oh,
is
that's lovely. I
such an
did want to
improvement.
throw in there, Leia, that what is the name of your blog? Can you remind people?
My blog is called New Start Every Day at
Yes.
blogspot.com. Though that is set to
Yeah.
change. I'm changing it over to WordPress very, very soon. It's in the,
Oh.
yes, that's another new start. I have actually got a web page, Edie, that's coming on up. So
You
I've got a whole
too.
website. Yes. So I'm working on that as we speak. It's all being activated.
But you're not changing the name of your blog, are
No, I'm
you?
not. No, I'm not.
Okay, good. I love that name, and I
Yeah.
thought it just would bear, a repetition right now with our
Yeah.
topic.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And one of the things we haven't mentioned, and I never want to forget, and I don't want to avoid the topic, is that our lovely Emily, my youngest daughter, passed away going on 5 months ago. And so th this new start is really a new start without her physical presence here too. And that's, obviously a really, really challenging thing. And the healing and the grief and all of those things that accompany that. This is a beautiful place to have a new start and to figure out a way to carry on in a way that honors her and where I can feel her spirit. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. So over to you. What is your new beginning or one of them?
Okay, Leah, a new beginning for me is, you know how devoted I am to Daryl Hall and John Oates. My devotion runs deep.
Yes, it does.
But I have a new beginning with
What?
jazz music, of all things.
Oh, love it. Love
Yeah,
it.
and I really had no interest in jazz music, but my children do. And so I'm learning a lot about it. You know, I go to all their concerts, but you know, I don't know. So that's that. But for my son's 17th birthday, I bought us tickets to go see Emmett Cohen. And Emmett started, he's a jazz pianist, and he started this live from Emmett's house. Emmett's, I think that's what it is. You should Google it. But him and his trio played jazz music, gave concerts all through the pandemic when we were on lockdown, and they went viral and they have quite a following. So my son was super happy that Emmett was coming to Cafe Coda, which is on Willie Street in Madison. So I got us tickets to go see the first band, which is called Astro. They're a Madison band. They were so loud, Leah. Oh my gosh. They were super good, but you know, they had a lot of brass and really good. Gus really wanted to see them because the leader of Astro plays barry saxophone like Gus does. And then I found out like the guitar player in that band is gonna teach Lulu for the summer, so that's cool. But anyway, the next band was the Emmett Cohen Trio, and it was amazing. They played, of course, they have no music. Emmett is adorable. They were all adorable. They're like in their early 30s and just like playing 3 hours of jazz music. And when I first, you know, knew we were going to two shows, because it wasn't even like Astro was an opening, it was like their own show. So I was there like 4.5 hours, Leah.
Whoa.
Like, you know, heaven help me. But I loved it. The time went by. Gus was insistent that we like not leave during the break when Emmett was setting up. It's quite something to watch a jazz drummer set up their drum kit. It took forever. I'm
Really?
like, what? They have to tune it, tune their
Oh,
drums.
who
I
knew?
don't know.
Thought
Who
you just
knew?
founded them. Okay,
But
wow.
we were like right in by Emmett, and we could see his little hands going everywhere, and it was fantastic. So a new start is like new music. So I would highly recommend checking him out on Spotify.
Oh, well, that's so cool. You know, Edie, of course, you know, I love jazz because I find a lot of it relaxing. But I love the sound of it too, and I love the improvisation of it. Don's been playing Charlie Parker quite a bit lately on the record player. He's become an avid vinyl collector. So, and I'm always happiest when I'm hearing jazz around the house. And it's I am proud of you, and I'm really happy that you are following in my footsteps for once in the music world.
Yeah. We also, I had like a swinging week because we also went to see Herbie Hancock and I saw Matthew Sweet. So it was like a swinging week for me. I went to four shows in a row.
Get out. Well, I was
Yeah.
going to say one of my new beginnings too is that I've become a concert goer also. We're like fully booked from the spring to the end of the summer. We're going to see Blondie in August.
Oh my gosh.
And of
That
course
sounds like a
we're
treat.
going, oh, I don't know, they're at the Peony in Vancouver during, yeah, it's a thing. Going with some friends. But we've got like seven concerts coming up or something, and Don's volunteering at the folk festival here on the island, so we'll hear lots and lots of musicians there. And yeah, I've become a person who goes to concerts, so we've actually had to invest in even more concert lawn chairs.
Oh, yeah, you gotta
They're
have the
not,
lawn chairs.
they're no longer just for the trunk of the car anymore. So you can pull over on the side of the road and, have your thermos of coffee and your sandwiches. You got to bring them to the festivals too,
You
right?
do. It's a
Yeah.
must.
Yeah. Speaking of Costco, what we got two Tony Bahama chairs last
Okay.
week. They're the carrier ones. So those will take us to who is he? Just Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Who is he?
Yeah.
A
Who
Canadian
is that
legend.
guy? Yes, a Canadian legend.
We went to a concert this week, actually, for Don's birthday in Little Courtney Theater, and we actually left halfway through, so we made it about half an hour or so. Charlotte was knitting. So
Oh.
funny. But it was actually quite bad. So that was our first concert experience on the island, but it'll get better. It'll get better. And
Yeah. It'll go up.
So, but that is definitely a new beginning for me. All of these concerts. I feel like the last time I went to a concert, Edie, was with you and Tim, at what's it called? Summerfest. We saw, didn't we see Beach Boys? The Beach Boys?
No, we saw Paul Simon.
Oh, of course. Oh my gosh, that was amazing. You're right. But what's his
Yeah.
name? Brian Wilson was there, right? He did a.
Was he? I probably blocked that out.
Yeah, there was something with Brian Wilson. He wasn't doing that well even then. And he's since passed, right?
I don't know.
I believe so.
Oh dear.
Anywho.
Anywho, moving on.
Yes. So for me, another big thing that is upcoming and has I've just started moving on is gardening. I'm so thrilled, Edie, because as you know, I used to garden once upon a time. I'm an avid vegetable gardener, but I also love the flowers. And we've got this massive backyard and front yard. So I am learning about local plants. I really want to just go out and buy everything now. I want to buy seeds. I want to buy plants. I want to buy soil. I want to buy manure. I want to get raised beds. I want to do it all. And several of my new neighbors, in fact, and Dawn, and other people have said, maybe you need to have a plan first, Leah, which is
What?
true. But that said, I had to satisfy my yen for plants the other day when I was at Costco, and I did get one tomato plant and one cucumber plant. One of the other really good things about Costco is they guarantee everything. So if your plants die, you just go back, bring them in, and you get new ones. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that. I've returned fruit like peaches that have that mealy, how when they're
Oh,
mealy or
really?
nectarines, I bring them right back because stuff's expensive and I'm
Yeah,
not dealing with
right.
their mealy nectarines and
Yeah.
they don't even ask. They're like, okay,
Yeah, true.
whatever.
True. So I got a tomato, a basil, and a cucumber plant, and I've been bringing them in at night because it's still getting a little bit chilly, but they sit in the sun all day and I've been nourishing them, so that's really, really fun. But they don't have a home yet. But one other thing I want to mention about the gardening, and I'm sure I'll talk a lot about it in our later spring and summer episodes, is that we have this thrift store in Courtney down the road from where we live. It's a $2 thrift store. Everything is $2. So word on the street is that last week there was a Lazy Boy recliner went for $2, right?
Oh my
So
gosh.
yeah, and cutlery is 25 cents. So anyway, when I was in there the other day, there was this sink, this beautiful old sink, and I thought that's going to become my first planter. I was thrilled by it, and because this is going to be a hippie backyard, let me tell you, Edie.
Yeah.
It's going to become a speakeasy backyard too. We're going to invite all the neighbors over, get some tiki torches, start making it. Don can DJ. But
It'll
enjoy.
be the place to be.
It will be the place to be. It was too heavy for me to take home in my car. So, and I knew Don was going the next day to get some vinyl, because I have all these bins of records too. So I said, please pick up the sink for me. And he came back with, I didn't realize it was a pedestal sink. So it's beautiful. And I know exactly where I'm going to put it in the backyard, nestled into the fir trees. Don thinks we should actually put it in the house, but I'm like, no, no, no,
That's what
no,
I
no.
was thinking.
No,
Yeah.
no, 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 no. This is my first placement of, I'm going to have flowers spilling over it in the backyard, and I am thrilled to no end about my new sink.
Well, good.
Yeah. So in all the stalls, I've got a whole bunch of seedlings on pre-order from lots of people that they've started for me, and I'll pick up on the May long weekend. And so I've got to get out there and get stuff going, right? I've got to make my plan and get things delivered so that I will be ready. So I've got about 2 weeks, 2, 3 weeks before I'm picking up my plants. So I'm into it. Such a wonderful new beginning for me.
Yeah, it's a wonderful new beginning. Well, Leah, I'm looking forward to seeing pictures of the sink. Love it. Love the vision. My dad is coming May 4th. May the 4th be with you to help me put in my zinnia bed. So that'll be a new beginning. I'm trying to just chew up as much yard and grass as I can. We're also putting in another raised bed.
Grass is passé, right?
It's passé, you know, whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah, well done, you. Okay. Well, here on island time, everything goes a little bit more slowly, and it's quite nice. Don't have any big plans other than nonstop concerts and being out in the garden and, manifesting some work. Sooner or later, my sabbatical will need to come to an end. But yeah, just kind of chilling and cooking and gardening, and it's all very much a new beginning, and it's lovely to be doing it with my sweetheart Donnie. And yeah, feels I feel rested, Edie. I feel relaxed and rejuvenated, and I'm ready for spring and the beach and the warm weather, sun. Yay, bring it on.
It's time for the Chit Chat Challenge.
Yes, it is. So every week we share our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook. So if you have not joined this, please, please do, because that's where the challenge is posted. But it's also just a really great place to converse, to talk with other readers, to post some of your recommendations. You can even promote yourself a bit if you're doing something cool. And yeah, it's fun, and it's Uncle Paul regularly submits his chicken rooster cartoons. Is that what they're called now?
Yes.
Super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's delightful. So come join us over there. We will accept you into our group, provided you're not a bot. So
Yeah.
come on down.
Yeah. So share your new beginnings with us at the Coop. Yeah, it'll just help us all get inspired to spring into spring since we're done marching into March.
That's right. That's right. Spring into spring. Let's go. So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to Instagram, our blogs, and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings, and of course, the Chit Chat Coop.
You betcha. Okay. And we'd love a review so more people can find us. Yeah, in the podcast world.
Thanks, Leah, for editing this podcast. Also, people need to like follow you on Instagram at Leah Lucian. Because that's where you're posting your blogs and your videos. Is
Yeah.
that's true, right?
Yes,
Leah
yes.
Lucian?
Yes, Leah Lucian. So, yeah, I've been making some videos lately. I'm getting better at it.
Oh yeah, they're
And
super good.
So I'm not going to post them too much on Facebook. I think I'm going to sort of reserve that for Instagram, and also when I get my website up. So yes, please join me at Leah Lucian, and we've also got our own Chit Chat Chicks Instagram account as well. And you've got your Prairie Girl Greetings Instagram, right?
I do, but you know, being transparent, Leah, I haven't posted in months.
Okay, well,
Whoops. So, you
get down to
know.
Etsy then. All these links will be in the show notes so you can find us.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, cluck cluck.